Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's Thunder and PT's Second Date Update.
This is Second Date Update. It's good to be talking with Tanya, who we've been chatting with off-air for just a moment. Now, Tanya's a little shy, so she asked us if we wouldn't mind using the Voice Changer 3000. We should be good. Tanya, let's get right to it. How is everything going with Blake?
I don't know. I can't get in touch with him. I mean, I have no idea.
Yeah, hopefully we'll be able to reconnect you. Hey, so how did your date go with him?
This is like the weirdest thing because it was amazing. We had so much in common. He's hot. He took me to this gorgeous restaurant, and he's just, I don't know, he's kind of the total package. And then we went back to his apartment and totally connected, if you know what I mean.
And wow. Okay. All right. You don't have to share everything. So it sounds amazing. Pretty perfect. But if you think it all went great, then we're happy for you. Can you think of anything, Tanya, that may have sent maybe the wrong message, wrong signal, or been a red flag for Blake?
Honestly, no. I mean, there were sparks. We connected. And I even said to my best friend, I'm like, I've rehashed the entire date, and we couldn't think of anything.
All right, Tanya, if you can't think of anything, we can't either, and let's just call Blake and find out what's up.
Cool.
Hello?
Mike's Pizza, what can I get for you?
Oh, okay, we may have the wrong number.
We're looking for Blake.
Oh, no, yeah. That's me. I usually like to mess with spam calls.
Okay, got, okay, no.
Are you one of them?
Yeah, we're not selling anything here. Is this Blake?
Yeah, it's
okay.
Blake.
All right, Blake, this is not a spam call or robocall or anything like that.
We're real people.
And we're actually real people on the radio right now on 102.9 The Wolf. We do a segment on our show called Second Date Update at this time every morning. And we are calling you in regards to a recent date that you went on with a woman named Tanya.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Is everything okay with her?
Yes.
Everything's great.
Yeah. In fact, everything is so great on her end. She would love to see you again and can't figure out why you aren't answering her since your date. I think she sent you a
couple of texts or something.
She came over to your place. We know all that. And then she sent a text, you know, when she got home, and she just hasn't heard from you since.
Yeah. Okay.
Can you just can you fill us in?
Sure. She's great. She's cool. She's, I think I'm looking for something just a little deeper than her. No offense, you know?
Well, we're not offended, but I,
yeah.
What do you mean by a little deeper? Can you elaborate?
I mean, yeah, like she told me that she was saving up for a tote bag because Kim Kardashian is in the ad. Because
it's not a tote bag, it's called the Coach.
Oh, okay, so all right.
Whoa,
so
wait, that hold on.
Blake's still here. Okay, yeah.
All right, so Blake, hold tight, Blake. So Tanya, we talked to her about 5 minutes ago on the air, and we've changed her voice, been on hold. Why don't the two of you first of all say hello?
Hi.
Hi. Why didn't you text me back?
Look, I mean, like, cool. I don't know. I just don't think I'm, like, super into it, you know? It's like, there's certain things about, like, trends and everything like that. But and like, that's cool. That's great. But I'm not really into, like, the Kardashians. And
well,
I think
what?
It's...
you don't have to be into the Kardashians. I mean...
Right, but like, look, if literally a person is in an ad and you want to buy the thing that person's selling, I find that to be a little, I don't know, it's a turnoff for me.
Well, you weren't turned off when we were at your place, so why is that a big deal now?
We had a great time, and I think that was that.
So what is this?
Then why didn't I bother you then?
What do you mean?
I mean,
because we weren't talking, okay?
Oh, my God.
All right. Okay. All right. So, wait, Tanya, is it a tote bag? What is it?
The tote bag. Right. The tote bag.
And what's the fascination with the car?
Wait a minute. Why are we talking about a bag?
Okay. Wait, but here's the thing. Because I think to Blake, it all sounds a little materialistic. And Blake, do I have that right?
Yeah.
So, basically.
It was such a turnoff that you're not going to call me back, but you invite me to your apartment. Like, you're a jerk. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
We had a great conversation.
You feel that Blake took advantage of you.
But, I mean, like, if you weren't interested, why didn't you just say, like, you know what? I have to go. Or, thanks so much, but.
Oh, my God. That's the worst. You're really okay with that? You'd be okay with that.
Oh, but wait. This isn't the worst?
I mean, Blake didn't call us, Tanya. I mean, like, you know.
And that's a
so
good point.
You know, we're kind of putting him on the spot here.
Yeah,
but.
You went back to his place. You did whatever you wanted to do. That was on, there were no promises for a second date. You just, you assumed, and I know this sucks, Tanya, but Blake.
Do you?
Blake, without the bag talk, would you have had interest in seeing Tanya again? Or is it just the bag, the whole Kardashian tote bag thing was just such a turnoff. That was it for you.
I mean, no, like, look, I think the conversation was fine. It wasn't anything special, you know?
But the bag meant no second date.
Yeah, that's
basically.
Why you don't want to do another date, right?
Right? It was the bag talk.
Like, the bag's a metaphor, guys. The bag okay. is a metaphor oh. for the conversation.
No, you know,
oh, wow.
Guys,
all right. I didn't know that.
You know what? You're a metaphor.
All right, Tanya, that's enough. Listen, so, how about this? It's not going to work out for a second date, right?
I don't think so. It doesn't sound like
no,
it.
Blake,
okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Tanya, no, you don't want to see no. Blake. So we kind of did our job then. We kind of like put it to bed. I mean, figuratively.
Yeah. I think you can put this one in the bag for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Tanya, we appreciate
it. Why don't you ask your female listeners what they think?
Okay. Yeah, all right. And that's a great, fair point. Does Tanya have any reason to be... And let me get this right, Tanya. Let me phrase this correctly. Does Tanya have any reason to be rightfully upset at Blake for basically the one and done? You came over. That happened. Blake's using the bag, maybe not the bag, for the excuse not to see you again. Is there somebody in the right or wrong here?
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say before we let you go, Tanya?
No, not really. No.
Okay. All right. Blake, how about you?
No, I'm good.
Well, let's leave it at that. And we thank you both for being on Second Date Update.
Listen back to Thunder and PT at 1029thewolf.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.